Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
European and Asian stocks opened higher today after US stock markets fell sharply yesterday following falls in Europe and Asia. Global markets have tumbled in recent days, sparked perhaps by fears that the Federal Reserve has been too slow to respond to signs that the US economy is cooling. For the very latest on this, I'm joined on the line by markets commentator Justin Urquhart-Stewart. Good morning to you, Justin.
Good morning. Good morning.
Tell us, please, just going back to yesterday, what kind of stocks were hit hardest and what did that tell you?
Well, it was primarily, it was the fashion stocks we had, the ones that have been riding quite so strongly. So well, those would be technically around the high-tech stocks, so those names that have been so popular with investors over the past few months. Anything from, actually, Tesla, which is one of the weakest, but the likes of Amazon and the others. And so these are the ones which were the new fashionable gods. But like any good fashion, this year's fashion is next year's tank tops, so we've been wearing. And so, I find myself a proud owner of many tank tops over the years.
But, well, you've just tanked the tank top market now with those comments.
What, absolutely. See, what you had actually, surprisingly, considering we've got a war in Eastern Europe, we've got China with all sorts of strange threats of political issues and trade wars, America with a rather strange president, one who's nearly dead and one who probably should be, I probably should say that, and a sort of strange situation that the world doesn't quite know what's happening next. So despite all of that, actually the global economy has been growing. Stock markets have recovered from the banking crisis and from COVID and things like that. You would have thought, actually, there would have been greater realism of saying, actually, you know, things aren't perfect. Yesterday, with a sort of flash of, honesty, people were suddenly saying, actually, this has all gone too far, too fast, and things got pulled back. And so one shouldn't be surprised about it. It happens on a regular basis. You do troubles, you never know when it's going to happen. Go back to the days of, donkey's years ago when I was first in the investment markets of '86. And we saw then, actually, in the year after '87, we had the October crash. And Dow Jones fell by 22% in a day. Well, yesterday it fell by 12%. So it's not exactly that exciting in comparison, but just shows we haven't had so much volatility. And so when we do get a move like that, it hits the headlines and lots of lovely noughts going up to actually terrify living daylights out of people. If you're a long-term investor, ignore it. If you're a short-time punter and you bet on the market going up yesterday, then you've got a problem. But like most things, you don't just invest in the stock market. You invest in a whole range of different assets. And yesterday was where the shares got hit, but the likes of government bonds and currencies, and in terms of cash, they were going up. So, it makes for good headlines, but this is where you shout out, don't panic.
If the Federal Reserve had cut interest rates by the 0.25% that the market seems to want, do you think that any of this would have happened?
I'm not too sure. At the moment, we're all with the same thing in the United Kingdom as well, and also in with the European Central Bank. The central bankers are trying to, they've been told they can try and control inflation, which is actually untrue. Central bankers can control interest rates going up and down, but if you've got inflation which has been created not by a consumer boom, which I can't remember in Ireland or anywhere else in the past few years having a consumer boom, being diametrically the opposite, consumer depression most of the time, actually what you had is inflation being caused by the effects of the war in Ukraine, supply chains and large tankers getting stuck in the Suez Canal. And that actually caused much more problem. And so the central banks were being blamed for things that they couldn't control. So it's almost, I think, the market looking for an excuse. We've gone too far, too fast, and it's time to pull back. And that's what we saw. Today, we've now, after the sort of the violence of yesterday, as a sort of a rather tiresome calm fell over the markets, you're not quite sure what's going to happen next. And is there going to be a bit more comfort coming through? Well, I don't think they're going to cut rates quite yet. I think they'll just leave it as is and let things calm down. But I'm more worried, actually, about the geopolitical issues around the world, which the markets tend to ignore.
Why would they not make a move to cut rates, which they had indicated was going to happen next month? Because the jobs figures in the United States are looking pretty anemic, and that this might be exactly the time to give the jobs market a bit of a shot in the arm.
Well, it could do. I suspect they're probably trying to get a clearer idea of what's going to be happening next. 1 month's figures, after having some months, previous months, where individual figures were underestimated and they did far better. Well, now this is going slightly the other way. Don't react to 1 month's figures. See what the trend is. Join the dots together. If you start just relying on individual monthly figures, you're going to find yourself in a nervous twitch sitting in the corner because you won't get much logic. You're trying to work out what the trend, where the trend is going. So it's a lower, slower world. A lot of it, I think, is going to be frightened, will be frightened off by whether it's the behavior of Russia or the trade issues with China or the elections in America. And, of course, sadly, of course, in Europe, we're not looking particularly strong because, you know, whereas before we had Mrs. Merkel, and whether you liked her or not, she was seen as the leader of Europe. And now, at the moment, who's the leader of Europe? President Macron is disappearing soon. And name another German, politician. It's really quite difficult. So, you know, Europe needs to try and get its act together to actually try and actually work out what's going to happen next. Where do they push it next? To try and get, as you were hinting towards, the one word that runs an economy: confidence.
Justin Urquhart-Stewart, thank you very much for talking to us.